You're listening to SBS News.
About 50 US troops have begun to withdraw from northern Syria after Donald Trump announced that it was time for America to get out of what he called these endless, ridiculous wars. The surprise move by the US president sparked harsh criticism from Democrats and even fellow Republicans. Speaking on Fox News, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, usually one of the president's most vocal backers, slammed the decision, calling it a disaster in the making that would empower IS.
If I didn't see Donald Trump's name on the tweet, I thought it was would be Obama's rationale for getting out of Iraq. So this is a big win for Iran and Assad, a big win for ISIS. I will do everything I can to sanction Turkey if they step one foot in northeastern Syria. That will sever my relationship with Turkey.
Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, also an ally to the president, opposed the announcement. In a statement, Mr. McConnell said a precipitous withdrawal of U.S. forces from Syria would only benefit Russia, Iran and the Assad regime, and it would increase the risk that IS and other terrorist groups regroup. Nikki Haley, Mr. Trump's former ambassador to the United States, joined the chorus, tweeting, "We must always have the backs of our allies if we expect them to have our back." The Kurds were instrumental in our successful fight against ISIS in Syria. Leaving them to die is a big mistake. Hashtag Turkey is not our friend. Kurdish forces who helped US troops defeat IS in Syria and Iraq have accused Washington of reneging on its commitments. In a statement, the Syrian Democratic Forces pledged to defend our land at all costs, with the group also calling Washington's move a stab in the back. But Donald Trump has defended his decision. Speaking at the White House, Mr. Trump said he had told President Tayyip Erdogan in a phone call that Turkey could suffer the wrath of an extremely decimated economy if it acted in Syria in a way that was not humane.
I have told Turkey that if they do anything outside of what we would think is humane, to use the word a second time, we talk about Hong Kong, we talk about this, they could suffer the wrath of an extremely decimated economy.
The president has long agitated to get the United States out of what he considers fruitless overseas wars that have largely been a waste of lives and money with little to show for it.
We're willing to do what we have to do, but there has to be an end game. And if you stay, it's going to be the same thing. Eventually, you're going to have to leave. It's going to be the same thing. So I think what we're doing is the right thing. A lot of people agree with me.
Lydia Feng, SBS News.